Bechorish chapter 5, Mishnah 2. By Shammai Oimrim, Lo Yemane Yisrael Ima Kohen Ala Bechor. That a Jew can't be counted with a Kohen for a Bechor, meaning that a Jew can't partake of the Bechor with the Kohen. So the firstborn animal goes to the Kohen. If it doesn't have a blemish, so he offers it up on the altar and it's eaten as Kutchim Kalim, lesser holy offerings. If it's got a blemish, then the Kohen can slaughter it and eat it anyway. So it says, Beis Shama, a normal Jew can't share in that Bechor. He can't take benefit in that Bechor. It's only for Kohanim and he can't share in it. Beis Hillel Matirin. But Beis Hillel say, no, a normal Jew can take part in that meat with the Kohen. Vafilu Nochri says, even a non-Jew can eat of the Bechor meat. And this is the halacha, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that even though the animal has to be given to the Kohen, and he shechts it depending on if it's got a blemish or not, but he can share the meat with a Jew or even a non-Jew. Bechor she'achazo dam, if an animal needs to have its blood let, right, it's got some kind of blood congestion, he calls it, it's got some, so afilu hu meis, even if it will die, Ein mazikin lo dam, you can't let its blood. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, says Rebbe Yehuda. Why? Because if you let its blood, you're going to get a mum. You're going to give it a mum. So Rebbe Yehuda holds, you can't intentionally give the animal a blemish, because you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to blemish a firstborn animal. And not only that, but he holds that even to let its blood in a place where you won't give it a blemish, even that's not okay, because we're worried that you'll come to do it in a place that will give it a blemish. It's very, very strict with this animal that needs to have its blood left. You can't help it. They say you can let its blood as long as you don't do it in a place where it's going to get a blemish. So they, if you do it like in a place, that would be okay. Then and if you do give it a blemish, so then he says that you're not allowed to, it may not be slaughtered on account of this blemish. What you'd have to do is you've got to wait for it to get another blemish, like a normal kind of blemish, before you could slaughter it and eat it as a blemished firstborn. Rabbi Shimon, he says, Yakez afal pishu oise bumum. He says you can give it a let its blood wherever necessary, even though you'll inflict a blemish on it. And then he says you can slaughter the Bechor on account of the blemish, even though you inflicted it himself. So he's even like one less lenient. And then he brings out that the Locha follows Rabbi Shimon, that you would be able to let the blood of this animal, and even if you obviously try intentionally not give it a blemish, but even if he does give it a blemish, then you would still be allowed to shecht it and eat it as a blemished Bechor.